begin here. This year is kind of on the lighter side of things. As we go on, we'll see. So I want to discuss the mitzvah of Mishloach Manos. So the Megillah says that one of the mitzvahs of Purim is a Mishloach Manos Ish L'Re'ehu. That you send manos, meaning in the plural, you send two items, Ish L'Re'ehu, that's what the Gemara says, Shnei Manos. I'm sorry. Shnei manos leishachar. Ish l'reish, meaning as opposed to matanos le'avionim, which is in the plural, which is two matanos to two anim. This is two manos to one person. The Rambam writes, v'chein chayav adam l'shloach shnei manos basar or shnei mini tavshil. So you send two portions of meat or two cooked items or shnei mini ochlam or two other kinds of food l'chaver shnei manos manos l'shloach. And cholamar b'shloach l'reim mishubach. You know, if you send more, the better. So the Chasam Sofer develops what he thinks are two different approaches to understanding the mitzvah of mishloach manos. So first he quotes the Truma Sedeshin. Truma Sedeshin has the following shad: Bnei Adam Hashochan l'chaverim b'purim chalukim u'sadinim v'chiyagav noyotzin demishloach manos. Let's say you don't send food, you send clothing. Or other items, other gift items. Is that sufficient to fulfill the mitzvah Mishloach Manos? And he says, Yira de'in yotzim behen, de'nirat ha-Mishloach Manos, u'kidei shi'e l'chol echad de'i v'sibuk l'kayim ha-se'uda. It doesn't seem that you fulfill the mitzvah, because the whole point of Mishloach Manos is to provide people food. It's a preparation for the suda. So, yes, the person might have other things to eat, and yes, they may not be eating candy at their suda, or they may not be eating whatever we send them, but the idea is to give them food that they could potentially use at their suuda. That's the Truma Sedeshin. The Manos HaLevi, which is written by Shlomo Akavetz, most famous for being the author of L'cha Dodi, he has a commentary on Megillas Esther. And he writes, Mishloach Manos Ish L'Re'ehu Kamo She'haya Anim Inyanim Ki'ish Echad, that they were like one personally, Kayal Kol Echadim Chaveru Hevech Ish Tsar V'Oyev Loshen Rumiya. Omer Amechad Mefuzer. So Haman accused the Jewish people of being a scattered nation, and so we have this mitzvah of Mishloach Manos to kind of bring people together. So if it was just the comment of the Manos HaLevi, I wouldn't necessarily develop a whole approach to it. The Chasam Sofer does, and I'll explain to you what compelled him to do that in a minute. So he writes that there are two reasons. You have on the one hand the Truma Sedeshin, and the reason is to provide for the Suda, and the other opinion of Manos HaLevi is to do something that will increase friendship. So the Chasam Sofer points out that you need the Manos HaLevi to explain a comment of the Ramah. The Ramah says, "V'msholeach Manos l'Re'ehu v'huhin arotz l'tablam omochalo." You go to somebody's house, you knock on his door, and you say, here's your Mishloach Manos. And this is, you live in a place, this is it. This is the only way to fulfill the mitzvah. One guy, and he says, you know what? I don't want them. I have so much food in my house, don't need it, don't want it, go on your way. So the Rama says, you're Yotze. Now normally, in order to fulfill a mitzvah that requires giving something to someone, the other person has to receive it. If he says, here, I'll take it and I'll give it back to you, that's one thing. But the Ramo seems to say that he doesn't want to be mekabel. He doesn't accept it at all. Or he says, I don't need it, so you're Yotze. So the Chasam Sofer says, what's the pshat in the Ramo? The Ramo is following the Manos HaLevi that the idea is to be marbe reyus, to increase friendship, and by giving him the package and showing him a kind gesture, even if he doesn't want to take it, so that was a nice enough act of reyus, an act of friendship, that is enough to fulfill the mitzvah. Fine. Now, what further compels the Chasam Sofer is if you look in the Hakdamah to the Manos HaLevi, so he writes, and I'm writing this sefer as Mishloach Manos to my father-in-law. His father or father-in-law? To his father-in-law. And he says, because this has Torah Shebech Sav and Torah Shebech Alpeh, so two Manos. So how can you be Yotzei Mishloach Manos with a Sefer? The Truma Sedeshin says it has to be food for the Suda. Elamai, that it was a kind gesture, and that's all you need to do for Mishloach Manos. The Rama himself has a commentary on Megillas Esther called Mechir Yayin. In the end of the Sefer, he writes, Shalachti bimei Purim limana la'avi Yisrael rosh hadas mimana. I sent this sefer as shalach manos to my father. So you see, as Ramah, at least there's some indication that Ramah might have also followed this approach. That, you know, again, this could just be a nice thing, you know, that they wrote in the sefer that they're giving it as shalach manos. Not that it was the only mitzvah of shalach manos that they did that year. But you have some remnants to the fact that the Ramah holds that you could be Mekayim Shalach Manos by increasing friendship, even if you don't give a food item. Okay, so now we're going to just discuss a number of practical differences between these two approaches. So first, and this some Sofer discusses, that Magen Avraham says, Misha ochel al shulchan chaver v'lo heichin lo klum pater Shalach Manos. So let's say you're dependent. You live in somebody else's house. You're a teenager, and you live in your parents' house. So do you have to fulfill the mitzvah of Shalach Manos? So Magen Avraham seems to say that you do not have to. So the Chasam Sofer says, well, it depends. According to the Terumah Sedeshen, the purpose is to provide a suda. So who's chayev in kind of making the suda? The Baal HaBayis, the person who's in charge of the finances of the house. So if you're subsumed under the Baal HaBayis, you don't really have your own food to give away, and therefore you're not required to kind of make your own suda, and as such you're not required to give Mishloach Manos. And the Manos Halevi says that the mitzvah is independent of the suda. It's the idea of promoting friendship. And so, you know, even if you don't have your own money, you know, you ask your parents to give you some food to give to a friend so you can be mekayem the mitzvah of Mishloach Manos. The Binyan Tzion and Yaakov Ellinger discusses the word Mishloach sounds like it's done through a shaliach, that you send the package to somebody else. So are you supposed to send it al yedei shaliach, or is it better to deliver it by yourself? So others, not Rebecca Mellinger, I don't think, discusses this, in terms of how it relates to the two opinions, but if you follow the Terumah Sedeshen, it really shouldn't matter whether it's done personally or whether you do it al shaliach, by hook or by crook. If you get the guy the food, so that's good enough. Whereas if you go according to Manos Halevi, so then you have to figure out which is going to be better at increasing friendship. So the Yehuda Yala says that if you use a shaliach, so then you have not only you and the recipient, but then you have a third guy in the middle. So now you have three people who are interacting with each other. So you mabereus even more. Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld says the opposite. In Samas Chaim, he says that, you know, normally when you deliver something personally, there's more of a personal touch to it. So it seems to be like a quality versus quantity kind of machlokas, that, involving more people on the one hand versus having a more qualitative interaction. But that's all within the Manos Halevi, that if the purpose is to be Marba Reyes, then you should be Marba Reyes in the best way possible. They dispute what is the best way possible, but that's what they discuss. Rav Avadia Yosef discusses, can you give somebody money for Mishloach Manos? So, we are all working within the Terumah Sedeshen, says that you have to give food. The question is, what if you give something that can be used to turn into a su'uda? So we're taught that you have to give prepared food. It has to be ready to go. It can't be raw. But that's not necessarily the case of the Netziv. And Tziv talks about this in Hamek Sheila, that maybe you could be yotze with raw meat because a person can cook it. Halachas Ketanos talks about even sending clothing, not like the Terumah Sedeshen, meaning that is the mana, but something that you can barter quickly and use like a purchase food. So Rav Avadia says that following this approach, you could at least theoretically make a case for giving money for Mishloach Manos. But according to the Manos Halevi, it's not really go to somebody's house, he brought you a gift and give him $5 cash. You know, you give a bottle of wine, and you give something else. Nobody gives cash. The Nafka Amida might be a gift card. But then again, you know, if you give a gift card, it's Sunday. So let's say you give a gift card and you can't really use it till Monday. That's not kesef mezuman. If you give an Amazon gift card, you know, unless you live in an area where they have 1 hour delivery, the guy's not going to get it before the end of Purim. But yeah, a gift card is something that you might give to somebody as a gift as opposed to money. So within Rav Avadya's construct, you could at least make that case. Rav Yosef Chaim of Baghdad wrote Torah Lashma under a pen name when he was in jail. So he discusses, what if you send this is common, people send Mishloach Manos packages. So you have to send it, obviously, before Purim. It's not going to get there on Purim. So are you yotze with that? So according to the Truma Sadeshin, as long as the food arrives on Purim, that should be fine. According to the Manos Halevi, he says that maybe you have to be Marba Reyos on Purim itself. You can't show your friendship. You know, you sent it 2 days ago, the person receives it. Maybe, I don't know, you could argue that you are being Marba Reyos on Purim itself. The Chalkas Yaakov discusses what happens if the shliach shows up and says, I have a package from Ploni, and it turns out that he goes into his car and the package is gone. He lost the package. So again, according to Truma Sadeshin, you're not yotzei the mitzvah because you have to give him food. You know, the same way any other mitzvah. If you show up an hour before Pesach and you realize you lost your matzah, and the store is still open, you have to go back to the store and buy the matzah. You're not yotze the mitzvah. Whereas according to the Manos Halevi, it could be that you know, the messenger gave over the, you know, like the Ramah, Kilu his Kabalti. Or not, the Ramah is not Kilu his Kabalti. The Ramah says, I don't want it. That's enough to be yotze the mitzvah. So similarly, the messenger said, I have a package from whoever and I can't find it. That might be enough.
Themselves line this up, or they discuss?
I believe so. Yeah, and the Chassam Sofer son, the Chassam Sofer, discusses sending anonymous Mishloach Manos. Can you be yotze without putting your name on it? So again, according to Truma Sadeshin, should be fine. You sent the guy food, and he has the food, and that should be enough. According to the Manos Halevi, there's no friendship being promoted here because it was anonymous. And there are some more humorous cases in the next 2 minutes. What if you send meat to a vegetarian? So it's not exactly a thing you would do to be Marba Reyos, but he can, you know, if he doesn't want to use it for the Suda, that's his problem. You know, when I was in Eretz Yisrael, there was a recall on a major. It was like a knockoff of Bombas. So by the afternoon, everyone pretty much knew that it was salmonella poisoning in the snack. And so it was a guy, that was his only Shalach Manos. He gave everybody this food poisoned item. So do you have to go out now, when you find out about this, and give somebody a proper Shalach Manos? So according to the Manos Halevi, everyone knows that it wasn't your fault. You tried your best and whatever. According to Truma Sadeshin, you didn't give him enough. You didn't give him enough food. And then there's always the communal Mishloach Manos, where you sign up. Are you yotze with that? So if the point is to provide food for the Suda, so you're mishtate if you paid a price. They gave a lot. They gave a nice elaborate basket. That should be enough. But then if the point is to be Marba Reyos, so it depends how the system's set up. Meaning if there's a possibility, if they do like this reciprocity thing so that, you know, your name is automatically going to be on it because they sent it to you. So there's no real way of them knowing that you sent to Ploni. So it's probably a good idea to not rely on that communal Shalach Manos alone. To give, all you have to do is give one person a proper Shalach Manos. So, you know, there could be a kiyum of this, but I would suggest doing one in person to that individual. Okay, we'll stop here.